Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 23, 1804. Day 133 of the expedition. Camped in a wood. The camp was in present-day Hughes County, just below the mouth of Antelope Creek on the opposite side. Today, Clark narrates the story of their discovery by the Sioux.
Set out under a gentle breeze from the southeast, we observed a great smoke to the southwest, which is an Indian signal of their having discovered us. I walked on shore and observed great numbers of buffaloes. Past Elk Island, situated near the larboard side, about 2.5 miles long and 3/4 mile wide, covered with cottonwood and a red berry called by the French Gritty Bouff. I called Reuben's Creek. Reuben Fields was the first to find it. Came to and camped on the starboard side in a wood. Soon after we landed, 3 Sioux boys swam across to us. Those boys informed us that a band of Sioux called the Tetons of 80 lodges were camped near the mouth of the next river, and 60 lodges more to a short distance above them. They, that day, had set the prairie on fire to let those camps know of our approach. We gave the boys 2 twists of tobacco to carry to their chiefs and warriors to smoke, with directions to tell them that we wished to speak with them tomorrow at the mouth of the next river. Captain William Clark, September 23, 1804.
The distance covered on the 23rd was 20 miles. Moulton indicates that there was an address in Clark's hand on the back of the journal field notes, which makes it likely that Clark had intended to seal the field notes up and send them to his brother John in Kentucky. The notes were not sent until spring of the next year. The red berries, gris de boeuf, were buffalo berries, Shepherdia argentea. Tomorrow, preparing to speak with the Indians.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Narration by Hal Hansen. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's edition of The Journals. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.